Germany is really keen on ending its EU presidency on a successful note, with a treaty to replace the failed constitution in hand. Yanis Emmanouilidis is an EU expert at Munich University's Center for Applied Policy Research, and I asked him, what about the stumbling blocks, notably Poland and Britain?
These certainly are the two main problems, Poland and the British government. The fact that the Polish want to have a change of the voting rules in the Council of Ministers, and the fact that the British opposed the integration of the Charter of Fundamental Rights and the EU foreign minister. In the end, there will be a compromise. There will be a mandate for an intergovernmental conference starting under the Portuguese presidency in the next semester. And there will be a timetable which will foresee that there will be a new treaty which will be able to be ratified till the elections in 2009 to the European Parliament. In a nutshell, I think that there will be a compromise and that all EU governments will be able to declare that there was a success.
But that sounds to me as if they were just postponing the problem and pushing it a half a year further away, rather than coming to some conclusion today and tomorrow.
No, what they will do is that the mandate will be rather specific on many points and will integrate the most important elements of the original constitutional treaty in an amendment or amending treaty. But there are some points on which the discussions in Brussels at the present moment will not lead to a final conclusion. And these points will be integrated into the mandate, but in a softer way, allowing for a discussion in the IGC on these open points. The German presidency has counted around 15, but a couple of them are not that problematic. So I think that in the IGC there will be around 5 to 7 major points which have to be deliberated, which have to be discussed in the intergovernmental conference.
Do you think the EU presidency has prepared for this summit well, or are the stakes too high?
No, I think that they have prepared very well. If one looks at the draft IGC mandates, the mandate for the Intergovernmental Conference, one sees a very well-worked-out document in which all the major points are integrated. And after all, if they have a success at the summit, either on Friday or on Saturday, they will be able to sell it to the European citizens as a success, as the constitutional process is going on, as there will be a reform of the EU treaties, which will make the EU more able to act and democratically more legitimized.
Yanis Emmanouilidis of the Center for Applied Policy Research in Munich.